Hello everyone, welcome to Mosaic House Online. I am so thankful to the Lord and at the same time so excited that we get to do this current series called New Beginnings. This is all about the work of the Holy Spirit. Last Sunday, we received the truth and the grace from the word of the Lord when we heard the Holy Spirit is creating a new person in you. His job is not make us to better and newer or better version of ourselves. He's creating a brand new creation. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. She is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. We are new persons in the Holy Spirit. Today's message is then, how do I persevere? How do I continue on becoming this new person that God has in store for you and me? So that's the title. How do I persevere? How do I continue? A better wording is, how do I partner with the Holy Spirit so that I may become this new person continually? Some of you are not saved and you know it. I love you, my seeker friends. You are listening to this because the Holy Spirit is working in you. But you are not saved. You have not believed in Christ yet. And yet the Holy Spirit is leading you, Jesus. And we're going to get there by the grace of Christ. Some of you are saved. You love Jesus. You are committed to Him. And you know it. And there are evidences. You bear fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, listen. Some of you think you're saved, but you actually aren't. And the worst part of that about you is that you don't even know it. Don't take my word for it. Here's Jesus Christ speaking in Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Not everyone who says to Jesus, Lord, Lord, will be saved or enter the kingdom of heaven. Christ continues, Matthew 7, verse 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. How do you know a tree is an apple tree when it bears apples? How do you know if a tree is an orange tree when it bears oranges? And that's what Jesus is warning us about. If you are saved, if you are my disciple, then you will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So would you pray with me? Let's receive the grace and the truth from the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, our God and Lord, that was a serious warning from the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer is that everyone joining me on this platform, in this platform, we become this new person in the Holy Spirit, and that we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, authenticating our profession, our faith in Jesus Christ. To your glory, we pray, amen. The scripture reading for this message is just two verses. So let's read it together. It's from the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul writing the letter to the church in Philippi. So verse 12 and 13 in the second chapter. Would you read it together with me? Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here's a theme and the goal sentence. As the Holy Spirit works in you, work out your salvation. As the Spirit of the living God works in you, He's doing something in you, and that's creating a new person in you. The new creation, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new has come. If anyone is in Christ, He, she is a new creation, new person. The Holy Spirit is working in you. And because He is doing that work in you, this is something that only God can do and He must do for you. What is our response? Our response is, you and I, we work out our salvation. We're living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. That is to say, this is the age, the epoch of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not here. He is seated at the right hand of God. So God the Father, God the Son are not here. Who is here? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, the third person of the Trinity. He is here. And He, what is He doing? He is working in you. This is the supernatural activity, the divine work of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, your salvation is 100% the work of the Holy Spirit. This is grace, gift. We are not saved by our works. We are saved by grace through faith, so that no one can boast. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, our response, therefore, is to work out, and I'll come back to that, not work for, not work towards, not work at, but work out your salvation. So we partner with the Holy Spirit. We cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, this thing called, I'm going to call it sanctification. You say sanctification. One more time. Sanctification. It's 100% work of the Holy Spirit and 100% your cooperation. Let me take you to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Lest you feel, oh my goodness, it's up to me. No, it's not up to you. It's up to the Holy Spirit. And yet, you cooperate. How much? 100%. You say, the math does not add up. Well, that was intentional. 100% work of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit works in you. And only He can do that. You cannot. And therefore, you respond. How? By working out your salvation. So here's the confidence you get. Verse 6 in chapter 1, Philippians. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it unto completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? I am so comforted, so encouraged, so inspired by this promise. The Apostle Paul says he is very confident, assured about what? That He who began a good work, and that is God in the work of the Holy Spirit, He who began a good work in you, He will bring it unto completion until the day of Christ. I have so much encouragement from this promise. So, I just want to answer with you two questions. What does the Holy Spirit work in you? And how do we work out our salvation? Fair enough? Let's go there. Come with me. What does the Holy Spirit work in you? I'm going to summarize the whole Bible in three words. In fact, I'm going to stand on one leg. I'm going to summarize the whole Bible. You ready? Three words. Justification, sanctification, glorification. Say that with me. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. First, justification. Write these words in your summary outline. You are justified by the works of Jesus Christ, and you have received His righteousness. And therefore, you are no longer a slave, but you are justified, declared as a child of God. And that's justification. It's an event. It is done by the works of Jesus Christ, and He declares you. He justifies you. And so this word is used in the court of law, saying, the judge says, I justify that you are innocent. I justify that you go free. I justify that the penalty has been paid. So it's you've been justified by the works of Jesus Christ. When Christ found me in 1987, I was a slave. I was a slave to sin. I was a slave to my flesh. I was a slave. I feared God because as a slave, I didn't know if I could please the master, and as a slave, no matter how hard I work, I could never become a child of God.
Yep.
I was a slave. But justification happened. Jesus Christ, he justified me, right? And he declared me a child of God. Let me take you to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For those of you who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him, by the Holy Spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. What happens at justification? We are no longer a slave, but we are a child of God, a son and a daughter of the Most High. Only by the grace of Christ, by His works of righteousness. When He died on the crucifixion, He took away my sins. And when He rose in the resurrection, He bestowed upon me, He clothed me with His righteousness. So that's justification. Now, after justification, what's the S word? No, it's sanctification. Sanctification. That happens. I'm going to come back to this. But at the very end of our journey in salvation is what? Glorification. What is glorification? You will be like Jesus Christ in His glory. You will be like Jesus Christ in His glory. When I die, should the Lord tarry, and when He ushers me into His kingdom, I will be just like Him in His glory. Let me take you to 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him. But we shall see Him as He is. Did you hear that? That's what we are longing for. That's what we are waiting for. The return of the Christ, or our reunion with Jesus Christ. Now, again, what's the theme and the goal? As the Holy Spirit works in you, you work out your salvation. So we talked about justification. We covered glorification. What's in the middle? That's sanctification. That is the journey between justification and glorification. As the Holy Spirit works in you, you work out your salvation. So the sanctification is what this is all about. We are partnering with the Holy Spirit to work out our salvation. Did you catch? Please note, listen to me. Look up here. Not work for your salvation, not work towards your salvation, not work at your salvation as if salvation were dependent upon you. No, it's not. It's not by works, not by your works. It's by the work of Jesus Christ. But what does it say is you work out your salvation. Write these words. To work out means to continually work to bring something into completion or fruition. That's what it means. The Greek word work is ergazomai, from which we get the English word energy. You can kind of hear that. Ergazomai, energy. It means to labor, to work, to put your endeavors and effort and your passion into it. So in this sanctification, you are being sanctified, becoming more like Jesus Christ. So here at justification, you are declared a child of God. In glorification, you will be just like Jesus Christ in glory, because Christ is the perfect image of the invisible God. And between justification and glorification is you are becoming like Jesus Christ. You are becoming like a child of God, little bit at a time. It's a journey and a process. Listen to these words in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Do you know why I'm still alive today? It is so that the Holy Spirit is working in me, and that I get to partner, cooperate with the Holy Spirit and work out my salvation. I am becoming more like Jesus Christ for the rest of my life until the glorification. The word sanctification, it means to make holy, to make something consecrated, something hallowed, as in hallowed be thy name. To make something purified, to purify something. Let me put it really concretely. To sanctify means I resemble Christ more and more. The perfect image of God. I resemble Christ in my demeanors, in my character, in my values, in my actions, in my lifestyle. When people see me, they should say, he looks like Jesus. He sounds like Jesus. He smells like Jesus. You get the idea. That's sanctification, to resemble Jesus Christ. So work out your salvation, not work for, not work at, not work towards. You work out, you cooperate with Holy Spirit, and you do so with fear and trembling. Someone says to me, oh, this sounds so negative. This sounds so ominous, like fear and trembling. What? We're supposed to work out our salvation with anxiety and with phobia and with shaking? No. It's an expression. And the expression refers to this. The attitude Christians are to have in pursuing this goal of becoming like Christ, resembling Him, a godly reverence and commitment to God's majesty and holiness, resulting in a state of dependency. Becoming like Christ on the journey of sanctification is so important. Why is it important? Because this is the evidence that you are justified, that you are saved, that you are a child of God. Not everyone who says to Jesus, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but only those who do the will of my God and Father, my Father, my God in heaven. What is the will of God? That you become like Jesus in your character, in your values. You become like Jesus. So with fear and trembling, you work out your salvation, because this is so important and this is so significant, and this consumes your energy. So work out with fear and trembling. So here's a question for you. Do you resemble the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ultimate Son? Do you bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Again, how do you know a tree is an apple tree? If it bears apples. Do you bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is working in you. Galatians chapter 5, 22. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? There are nine, but there's only one fruit. Confusing. There's a reason. Listen, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I just read off nine nouns, right? So why doesn't the Bible say there are nine fruits of the Holy Spirit? It's one fruit, but there are nine. And that's because we're talking about a personal character. Paul is not talking about nine different things. He's talking about one thing. Are you becoming like Jesus? Jesus is full of love. He's full of joy. He's full of patience. He's full of faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering. Are you becoming like Christ? Do you see the fruit of the Holy Spirit? I'm not saying, have you arrived there? Well, if you have, then you're dead. Okay? No, but I'm saying, do you see the progression? Sometimes, it's never this 45-degree angle line going straight, as in, you know, I am growing and bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. No, it's more like a zigzag. That's always true. certainly true in my life. I become like Christ, and then I fall, and the Holy Spirit argues with me. He corrects me. He admonishes me, and He encourages me. He is both a coach and a cheerleader, an advocate, counselor, helper, comforter. And then I go up and then down, up and down. But eventually, I am heading towards becoming like Jesus Christ. So do you bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Or are you the same old person that you were last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago? The Holy Spirit is working in you. Therefore, you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Another way how we work out our salvation. In your values, okay? Here are disciples' values in Mosaic House Church. There are, there is scripture to know Jesus. This is a value. We embrace this. This is important to know Jesus in the scripture. You want to, you have a desire, and you carve out time and you discipline yourself to know Jesus more intimately and more passionately in the scripture. Is that you? Do you have the desire? Do you have the discipline? Prayer, another value, to meet Jesus. Prayer is not getting things from Jesus. It's prayer is getting Jesus, because in prayer, you are communing with Him. You are having a communion together. Third, generosity. This value is all about to show Jesus through your acts of kindness, justice, compassion, your generosity. You show Jesus to others. And as you love them with these acts of kindness, gentleness, generosity, people say, oh, so that's what Jesus looks like. Scripture, prayer, generosity, community, to belong with Jesus. Not simply to believe in Jesus, but to belong with Jesus, and that means with His community, with His body of Christ, with other believers, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Is there a value to you? Do you see yourself being challenged, encouraged, admonished, and corrected, rebuked, but all at the end? You are becoming like Christ because in community, you are being sanctified. The value of sent out to go with Jesus. Jesus came for me. He came to seek this lost soul. And that's what He's passionate about. So as you're being sanctified, when you become more like Christ in your sanctification, guess what happens? Your passion for the lost people, for the seekers around you, it grows. You begin to pray for them. You begin to bless them. You begin to eat with them. You begin to listen to their stories. And you share Jesus with them. Last value is movement. To multiply Jesus. To multiply Jesus. It's about you become a disciple of Christ. Who make disciples. It's a movement. Do you have that desire? And do you have the discipline? And do you want to grow in that value? And when you say yes, you know you are being sanctified. You know you are becoming more like Jesus Christ. Is that you, friend? As the Holy Spirit is working in you, are you working out your salvation with fear and trembling? Again, let me encourage you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this, of what? That He who began a good work in you will carry it unto completion, unto the day of Jesus Christ at glorification. Let me just add one last application. We don't see this in the English translation, but in Greek, it's very, very clear. When the Apostle Paul wrote Philippians, he did not write this to an individual. He wrote the letter to a community. He meant you all work out your salvation. Oftentimes, we North Americans, certainly in Canada, we read this and we hear this, oh, okay, I, as an individual, I, on my own, work out my salvation. That's not what it means. Wake up. It means you all work out. What this means is sanctification. When you are sanctified, being sanctified, when you become like Christ, it happens in community. It does not happen in a cave all by yourself. And you know this, don't you? It is when we are in community, that's when we discover ourselves all good, bad, ugly, all at the same time. That's what I discover. And that's what you discover certainly about other people too, don't you? It is in community that the Holy Spirit is working in us. And that's why it's so important that you find a community in which you get to become like Christ. Stay on the journey of sanctification. Become like Christ. Resemble Jesus. Did you know 73% of people who made the New Year's resolution, I'm going to work out. I'm going to become healthy. I'm going to hit the gym. When you don't have a partner, 73% drops out. They crash and burn within a month. But guess what happens when you have a partner? See? Not just a partner. Guess what happens when your partner is better than you are in terms of working out? Here's one study discovered that when exercising with somebody better than you, that you ramp up your workout intensity and time by 200%. That's right. So here is an encouragement. Warning first. If you are trying to be sanctified all by yourself without having a community around you, without having a partner, without having a mentor, it's going to be a long, 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 slow journey. In fact, I'm not even sure if it's possible. The way I read the Bible, it's all about one another, one another, one another, one another. That's how we become like Christ, in community. Find a partner. And if a partner who's a bit more mature than you are, all the better. When they offer you, hey, would you like to work out together? I don't mean at a gym. I mean in your sanctification. You better say yes. You better say yes. You say, thank you so much. Yes, I would love that. Because your desire and your discipline is to become like Christ. Because the Holy Spirit works in you, and therefore, what do? You work out your salvation. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift, the person of the Holy Spirit, being our coach, being our cheerleader. He is arguing with us. He is challenging us. And always, always, he's comforting us to follow Jesus, to be changed, because we are made new. Yes, Lord. And friends, I want to give this moment to you to offer your own prayer to the Lord, to your Father in heaven. Some of you are seekers. Keep praying. Keep following Jesus. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He's working in you. Come to Jesus. Stay the course. Investigate. Reach out to other people. And dear friends, let me speak to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Ascertain your justification by living out the sanctification. May none of us, Father, I pray, may none of us be told by the Lord Jesus Christ, I never knew you. You call me Lord, Lord, but I never knew you. May that never happen to any one of us. And now we surrender ourselves to you. Come, Holy Spirit. We're going to walk with you. We're going to journey with you. And we're going to partner and cooperate with you. To the glory of God the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Would you rise?